All seasons.
Yeah, it's Jim in.
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. Ready for the weekend?
Hopefully.
Right. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke earlier in the summer about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for. You told me you didn't really have anything going on at the time and check back in the fall. And at the time, you said you just got some new equipment. So just wanted to touch base everything that was going for you guys at the time.
Right now, everything is good. So, and then we actually got some other house stuff I'm working on, so I really can't even deal with any kind of account stuff or touch anything right now. So, but no, we have what we need at this time. I don't foresee anything between now and end of the year.
I gotcha. Is it a big job you guys are working on right now, or?
No, just a personal deal. We can't.
Really. Oh, well.
I can't get any more accounts. Any more money, I can't gain nothing right now, so.
No, right, I understand. You got personal stuff going on, too. Everybody does. Just wanted to check in, though. Do you have any plans for next year? Any plans for growth? You know, anything for the business?
Well, we're trying to grow right now, or we are growing, actually. But, if you want to, you know, the next time that I would know if something big was going on would be, April 1st would be the next, if something was going down, that's when I would know about it. But
that wouldn't be an April Fool's prank you're playing on me, though, is it?
Well, you can call on April 2nd if you want.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, we're not until next spring. I mean, right now everything is kind of set up for the winter, so we're kind of where we need to be. So.
All right, sounds good. How's that equipment still running for you guys? Pretty good.
Say it again.
Last time we talked to you, you said you just brought some on, you know, prior to when we had spoken. How is that holding up for you guys?
Good. Everything is good.
That's good. Did you guys end up financing that, too, or just pay cash? I don't remember what you said.
No, the insurance company actually paid for it, so.
Oh, nice. You didn't even have to worry about it then, huh?
Yep. No, they paid 99% of it, so.
Nice. Gave you a little bit of it.
Yep.
Do you guys, Yeah, right? Everything else that you guys, you know, typically bring on, though, do you finance or just kind of pay for it with your own cash flow?
We finance it, generally.
Nice, yeah.
If it's a $40,000 item, if it's a $5,000 item, we usually just take care of that in-house here. But if it's anything big, the only thing I'm looking at getting now possibly is another tractor, but I don't think that's going to be happening. That's just kind of a thought, but we're kind of in transition right now, getting a new building and or a bigger space and things like that. We're actually doing that as we speak. So along with trying to build another house here, I just got to be careful.
Sounds like you guys got a lot going on. Are you guys moving to a bigger shop, or what is it you guys got going on?
Yeah, moving to a bigger shop is what we're trying to work on. So
nice. Do you guys already get all the financials and everything squared away for that too?
Well, it's a lease, so it's just a lease, so there's not a big deal as far as I'm aware.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
We'd like to buy a building, but we're just not in that spot yet.
So. Yeah, I understand. And is that still out there? And you guys are out in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, I'm actually, my business is out of Roseville.
Okay. So right across the
across the river. So
I just
have my office out of my house here. So what we're trying to do is get things more in one area and then spread
right.
out. I got stuff here at my house. I got a big building at my house. I live out here in the country, but
rent
a building in the cities, and I just want to. I need to put everything's got to be in one spot, and I need to get an office in one spot. Things like that. So
yeah, I gotcha. Who do you guys typically, you know, go to when you do need some financing? Do you have a bank out there that you lean on, or kind of shop around?
For my personal financing, I use Bremer. But then if I do usually any buying equipment or anything, it's usually through the vendor. They'll have somebody,
somebody in house with them.
Yeah, like John Deere goes through John Deere.
Right. Yeah, just straight buying through the manufacturer.
Yep. And same thing with the mowers. When I bought mowers, I haven't bought them for a while because insurance company buying them. But when I buy stuff through the mowers, then it's Exmark. They do their own financing, if you buy a truck, then the truck goes to the dealership. They do their own financing. So
right.
That's how it's been working. So
yeah, I mean,
I got a line of credit with the bank too. So if I need that, I got that to go back on to, but.
Right. What do you typically use that one for? You kind of just keep it for safety if something comes up.
Yep. If we, you know, have a bad winter and we need money in the spring, or if we, you know, whatever, if we need a piece of equipment today and they won't finance us or something because, you know, whatever, there's always something comes up. Or you don't make enough money, or you make too much money, or whatever. So it's just there because, you know. So we don't really use it, you know, but it's just there.
I gotcha.
For a rainy day.
I gotcha. Hey, what do you guys do to keep busy during the, you know, the winter? I know it snows and gets pretty nasty out there.
Just plow snow. Wait around.
You guys get the snow done in the winter too?
Oh yeah, we get lots of snow. So.
Right. Hopefully. Okay. Nice. Oh yeah, for sure. And you already got all your snow equipment and everything done.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, I still had your email on file from last time we spoke, so I'll just shoot you over an email. You know, that way you have me on file if anything comes up, and you know, that way, you know, if you ever need some additional funding, you can go ahead and, you know, get back to me. We can do some business.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, Jim. Have a good Friday and enjoy your weekend, man.
You too. Thanks.